On to the waterproofing here. Who's doing that? Frank?
I'll take it.
Thank you.
You've been doing a great job so far, Jerry. I think we...
Joel, Bernie?
Thank you.
I think we went over most of the how, what, where, and when.
Right.
This is really just to move the money over, and so we can... we got to start moving pretty quick.
Right. So this money is coming from money that we have left over from the courthouse project. The majority of it, and I think another $6,000 from somewhere else.
General fund.
General fund. So, I mean, we've discussed this at length. Is there any questions on it?
How much is it?
146,000.
Yeah. Any discussion, or can we have a motion?
Make a motion to approve the resolution.
Moved by Supervisor Skolinski. Second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Dodge. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Frank. There's your original. Licensing for city water surveys and progress of surveys.
Thank you. The federal government is requiring any facility that's hooked up to municipal water be surveyed for cross connection. I had a couple of people licensed to do the surveys. We're waiting for the license to come back from the state to apply for it. And in the meantime, we've done the survey at Brookside, Courthouse, Admin Building, and Molinaro Building. Once the license comes in, we'll file it, and we'll be good. This survey has to be done every 2 years.
Okay, thank you. And then a report on electrician and HVAC tech.
3 weeks ago, we had an electrician start for the county. He's getting a pretty good workout already. He's doing not only electrical for facilities, but he's also working for IT, pulling cable, doing some hookups for them, and he's going to be used to do some of their projects so they don't have to hire an outside vendor. We had a HVAC tech start last week, started just when it got warm out, so he's getting a really good workout. And as Frank indicated earlier, what we're going to try and do is get a handle on the DAV boxes that need to be replaced at the detention center, and then that's where he's going to spend his summer. Hopefully
it'll
save the county a lot of money.
Well, that's why we did it. Yeah. Yep.
Good question.
Yes.
Did you get an email or anything from the Plan Development Committee regarding the sound system that was installed in the big meeting?
Something came out that they had a meeting with IT because IT is in charge of it.
Okay, I didn't know if you were getting dragged in. But
right. They came through me. I put them in contact with Mike Bastianelli, who's in charge of that project. And they came out, they brought ABI out, and they did some tweaking, and I think everything is good right now.
Yeah, the back of the room was great. We couldn't hear anything in the front, so. Okay, thank you.
So, that's it for facilities. Highways.
I'll do this resolution because Gary's still out talking to court counsel. This is the same resolution as what you had last month, but last month the resolution only appointed Tom Podolkis for 1 month.
Right.
So this is just a technicality changing.
Because the that was the end of a term.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
we did go through this all, and he appeared. Yeah.
Move to approve.
Second.
Move and second to approve. Any discussion? Through the governance?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. So we'll do it again. And then, director's report.
Sorry about that. I just had to talk to Bernie about something before he left. I just brought a few pictures of some of the issues we had with the flooding. We didn't have any major damage. Most of it was kind of moderate damage, but I don't know, maybe you can pass these around. But That first picture is out on Highway EW, and that's a perfect example of when they tell you, don't drive through standing water when there's a flood. That's what was underneath the water when the water receded, so you could see it certainly could have caused problems had someone driven through it.
Standing water now.
That's where that, yeah, where they have 75 close.
Pardon me?
Where was this?
On Highway EW. The second picture is that dam that failed out at Bong. I know, I'm sure you heard a lot about it. I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but that was the lake, the earthen dam holding back the lake. And the third picture is when you hear about the Fox River flooding. That's what the Fox River flooding looks like.
Yeah, on that point.
Junior, whatever.
You see it? So, there's no houses and there's his.
Yes.
Yeah, just
he just doesn't learn his lesson.
Well, the surprising thing is his cars are still
there. Yeah, well, that's amazing. I'm just like, how did he leave his cars on?
And he had time to get them out, because I drove by for 3 days where he still had time to get them out.
Yeah, but anyways, that's an example of the flooding. Like I said, not, it's just some moderate damage, nothing too bad. We had a lot of roads closed and road water on road signs up, but we're getting most of the damage repaired. So that actually is going pretty well. The other thing today, this week we started our 4 10-hour days again, so we're back on that schedule. We did do just some spot checking on our budgetarily last year and some of the items, and it was just so obvious that it was working out well for us from an operational standpoint and a budgetary standpoint that we didn't really do any formal study on it, but we're proceeding with that again starting this week. So that's all I had, and just had some questions.
So you had one of your longtime employees that passed away, Tom Stein?
Yes.
He retired a year ago?
A few years ago, yeah. Don was with worked for I don't know, quite a long time. I had occasion to work with him. He operated an excavator for a long time. Great employee. I mean, just a number one type employee with the department. And he did retire, and unfortunately, his retirement was pretty short, so I guess you hear that occasionally, and in his case it certainly was true. It's nicest guys you could ever work with. So.
I served with him on the BFW board.
So, we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moving to second of adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
To the governance, you're fine with it. Thank you, everyone.